Let's get some more reaction then from, I'm sure, a very happy goalkeeper, Ben Williams. I spoke to you at the Player of the Year Awards on Tuesday night and said, more clean sheets. We've got one today and it means the job has been done.
Yeah, it does. You know, it's a fitting way to do it, really. I think it's 21 now for the season. I think it might put us up there with some of the highest in the league. And it was about coming here, doing the job, you know, being professional. We were, it wasn't the prettiest of games, but it was about getting a win that sealed our position.
Spoke to Phil a little bit earlier and he said there was a real confidence in the camp. The players knew what they had to do today.
Yeah, you know, we spoke about it in the week. We knew that it was in our hands, and we knew that we wanted to do it today and not leave anything to chance and to next week. And, you know, we said about it, there was a real determination like there has been all season to get the job done. And, you know, we did that and dealt with a very physical South End side. You know, I thought they tested us and I thought we stood up to it very well.
Played really well first half, didn't we? Sort of controlled it, but they came on strong in the second half.
Yeah, they did. You know, they started the half well. They probably played more direct than they did at our place. And, you know, caused us some problems. But, you know, they would cause anyone the problems that they did. We dealt with them reasonably well. And I thought second half we stood up to it really well. We've particularly lately, I think we've really seen out games well. You know, the last sort of 5 or 10 minutes, we've dealt with that really well, very professionally. Killed the game off and got the result that we needed.
There was only one real heart in the mouth moment, even for you, because I'm not sure you even saw that one from close range. The volley absolutely smashed it.
Yeah, well, overhead, it's dropped onto the bar. Luckily, it dropped to us to clear it. But there was another little scramble on the line that, you know, there's a few bodies, few feet, and it's, like you say, it's heart in the mouth time. But we rode our luck with that, I suppose, and, you know, ultimately got the clean sheets, got us over the line. And we, you know, we go into next week now looking to finish off the season well, last home game and seal the highest position we can do in the
playoffs.
Yeah,
I think that's it, isn't it? There's still something to play for. It's nice to have got the job done, but still something to play for next week.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we want to finish as high as possible, and then what will be regarding the other teams. I think it looks like it's going to be a shootout between two or three teams, and you know, thankfully, that's between them, and it's up to us now to just enjoy the last game, get the result that we need that's going to give us the momentum going into the playoffs.
There was no major celebration. There's a bit of fist pumping and high fives, as is the case, because it's a great team spirit there, but we know there's still a lot of work to do here to get the job. There's no point in getting to playoffs and not going up, is there?
No, I mean, obviously that's the idea. You know, today was the first game of five for us. You know, it's the start that we wanted, that we know we demanded from each other and we spoke about in the week. And but like you say, there's a long road to go, and there's no point getting carried away now, because this is where it starts.
How pleased are you with your season? You broke all records, Player of the Year, a couple of awards as well in the week. And, you know, after a season where you weren't even sure whether you were going to establish yourself with other goalkeepers coming in, so it couldn't have gone much better, could it, for Ben Williams?
No, and to be honest with you, I'd always back my ability, and you know, obviously, there's still improvements to be made. There always is, you know, until the day I've
got my boots. You've always
learned
as a goalie.
Yeah, it's all about decision making, and, you know, there's a million and one things that happen in a split second in a game. So, you know, you can't always get everything right. And like you say, the start of the season, things weren't going my way, and it's frustrating because as a goalkeeper, you can't chase the game. You know, you can't want to make saves because, you know, you're always going to be under pressure, and they can go in and lose games. Things didn't go my way. Obviously, it's just backing your ability, training as hard as you possibly can to show that you are capable. And, you know, I think now with 21 clean sheets, 26 for the season, people
sends out a good statement, doesn't it?
It does, you know, and people give people that faith, you know, from not just inside the club, but the fans give that sort of faith now that they can sort of seeing that I can be consistent and a consistent performer, you know, and then hopefully next year I can even make the team calendar. I think Brad made it this year. I don't even think I was on one of the pages. Hoping for a 13th month.
Yeah, never mind the records. Let's make the team calendar this time around. You talked about the fans there. They back to them in the first half. 1,600 of them have made a 500-mile round trip today.
Oh, it's phenomenal. You know, this season, I know people have said it's a Northern League, but there's still been games where they've had to travel a hell of a long way, and they've done it in the numbers, and, you know, it's such a privilege to be players when you've got fans that follow you that way, you know, and they support us through and through, and it really does make a difference. People, you know, teams will say it makes a difference. I've played on Tuesday nights at some grounds where there's not even 1,600 fans in it, let alone away fans, and they've been fantastic, and they all deserve every bit of credit they take.
Yeah, and it's going to be a strange week, isn't it? Because we'll kind of take a sigh of relief or take a breath and think, yes, we're there, but we've got to go again, haven't we, really?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is now, it's about momentum. You know, coming into the playoffs, we want to perform well again next week, score goals, keep a clean sheet, you know, and then we go on and we just take, it's a cliche, but you do just take every game at a time, you know, and you want to set yourself realistic targets, and obviously realistic target for us is promotion.
Anyone you fear in the playoffs? I guess the way we are at the moment, we'll take anyone.
Yeah, no, nobody. Don't fear anybody. We've played well against the top sides in the division lately. So no, don't fear anyone, as long as we concentrate on what we're good at and perform the way that we can do and demand from each other like we have done and work hard. We should see us through.
Well, it's been a difficult week because it's been a bit nerve-wracking, isn't it? I bet you're glad we've just got the job done, haven't you, though?
Yeah, definitely. It is.
It's the first job, first stage of the plan.
Of course, as professional as you are, you know, you just want to get the job done. We've done that. I'm sure there's a sense of relief for everyone involved, and now it's about demanding from each other to push on.